This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're also following crude oil, where the betting is slower growth around the world means less need for fuel. The benchmark price in New York is currently down 4.8%, $43.69 a barrel. California, Florida, and Washington State have all declared states of emergency to help deal with the virus. That means different things in different states, but officials emphasize that although the word emergency may sound alarming, the purpose of the declarations is to help get people and money to the problem quickly. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
Cities, counties, and states declare emergencies on a fairly regular basis for disasters like bad storms, fires, and floods. Chris Douglas is at the University of Michigan, Flint.
Really, all it means is that the government entity declaring the state of emergency could waive regulations and then seek resources from a higher level of government.
In California this week, Governor Gavin Newsom explained it also gives him power to curb things like unfair price hikes.
We need to go after those that are price gouging, not just for hand sanitizers, but medical supplies and other equipment.
Andy Baker-White with the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials says what a state of emergency doesn't mean is that people have to worry.
I think they should be reassured in that the jurisdiction where they're living is doing everything it can to respond to the coronavirus.
That could mean the freedom to bring in out-of-state medical staff, to use state property like fairgrounds in emergencies, and to buy medical supplies with less red tape. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.